are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So as 2012 comes to a close, you get all these little lists of, you know, the top 2012 news stories, the top 2012 songs. I listened to a lot of Pandora, and I listened to a lot of my own music, so I didn't really listen to a lot of the top 40. I know there were some good songs, all right, but I think a lot of us, you know, don't listen as much to, you guys don't listen to talk radio, obviously, so keep that up. This was kind of interesting. The top movies, 2012, of course, Marvel the Avengers topped the list at $623 million. The Dark Knight Rises came in second with $448 million. Then The Hunger Games, $408 million. Skyfall, $283 million. And Twilight Saga, $283 million. Yeah, I'd rather talk about some of the top grossing movies than some of the top stories. A lot of depressing news that happened this last year. We were talking about that earlier. And, you know, I think CNN had done that earlier today where they talked about some of the top news. But what they decided to do was just look at the top political news, you know, and the gaffes and all that. 2012 was a tough year. It was a very tough year for a lot of us. So here's to a new year. All right. You know, things will go our way. I think things are going to be positive. Things have to get better. And, we're going to be positive about it. Interesting though to see the movies that did well, you know, because it kind of shows you what people were interested in. I mean, if the Avengers, The Dark Knight Rises, Hunger Games, Skyfall, those were the top four movies. People like action. People like fun. Well, I don't know if The Dark Knight was fun, but, you know, no shock there with those movies. Twilight Saga, I gotta tell you, I still have never seen any of the Twilight movies. I know they're good. It's hard because my husband thinks they're gonna be lovey-dovey. And so, you know, it's easy for me to see the movies my husband likes to see. I don't really see a lot of, you know, girl movies or lovey-dovey stuff, but I know boys watch Twilight. I'm trying to convince them that. Spider-Man did good. Brave did well. Kids movie Ted. I thought Ted was hilarious. Ted did well. Madagascar 3, Dr. Seuss, The Lorax. It's interesting. When there's not a lot of children's movies, and you get Pixar or DreamWorks to come up with something, I think it's always a sure hit. You know, parents love taking their kids to the movies. Kids love going to the movies. Not a lot of kids' movies this year. Now, The Hobbit came in number 11, but remember, The Hobbit just came out. So they're already at $189 million. I haven't seen it yet. Men in Black 3 did okay, Ralph, Ice Age, Snow White and the Huntsman. I wanted to see that because I like the Thor guy. I think he's good. Hotel Transylvania, Taken 2, 21 Jump Street I hadn't seen. Prometheus, I didn't like. I like Fassbender. I think he's good looking, but I didn't like him being headless. That kind of freaked me out. So Prometheus, I didn't like as much as I thought I would. Lincoln, I have not seen the Lincoln movie. That did well. Magic Mike. Who knew? I haven't seen Magic Mike. All my friends wanted to go. My husband was like, really? You're going to go and see that? So I still haven't seen Magic Mike. Born Legacy, I haven't seen. Argo, I'm dying to see, did well. Journey 2, Mysterious Island. It's interesting, though. You take a look and you go, wow. You know, that was still this year. The Expendables 2 actually made the top 30. I mean, it wasn't the best movie, but it was fun. You know, seeing a bunch of, you know, your 80s heroes. You know, knock it out. Wrath of the Titans, The Clash of the Titans 2, I believe that came out in March. Not the biggest hit, but it did okay. The Life of Pi, many of us haven't seen because we're afraid we're going to have to, you know, deal with a lot of math. John Carter, and I think people got fired over that movie. It still made the top 50 list, making $73 million. Battleship, I remember that movie, I'm surprised that was still this year. The Dictator. Right? Sacha Baron Cohen, The Dictator. I saw that movie. It was hilarious, but I only saw it. We, like, rented it on, you know, we were in a hotel, And I think we're in L.A. or something, and so you could buy pay-per-view. So we watched that. That was ridiculous, but it was funny. Let me see what else that we might have seen. Red Tails, I thought was a great movie. That came in number 60. The Three Stooges. My husband wanted to see that one. We still haven't. The 3D revivals didn't do too badly. Star Wars Episode 1 in 3D still brought in $43 million. Finding Nemo brought in $40 million. I actually took the kids to see Fight. I think it's ridiculous to spend money on a movie that's 3D that you've seen millions of times. But, you know, those of us that really dig the whole 3D thing, they still made 40. That's another thing these movie companies could do. Just make them like Aliens. They probably should do Aliens 3D. That would probably turn out really good. Die Hard doesn't have to be 3D. Honestly, it's too good a movie. I don't think you really need to make that 3D. Trying to think of a movie, I don't know if Close Encounters would end up being good 3D. I think they already did 3D E.T. Yeah, but it's a way for them to make money. There was a movie that Christian Slater, I guess it was released, and only $235 in sales for the whole country. $235. So blows your mind. But anyway, movie industry still did well. Recession or no recession, people like to be entertained. I got to tell you, though, you know, I was really worried about the movie industry when, you know, Netflix came out. And I was worried, you know, with the recession, because honestly, I mean, it's like $12 a ticket now at night. Is it $12 or more? $14, $15? I mean, it's expensive. And then you try to take your kids to an IMAX movie during the day, you're still dropping $60. And then if you eat, you know, popcorn, et cetera. And many people have figured out how to smuggle in food. So I thought that the movie industry would have some problems. But during a recession, it's interesting how alcohol sales do well, soda sales do well, and movies. You know, you would think people would wait. And I think the reason why is when they advertise these movies, and they promote these movies and the trailers, they purposely make you feel like this is something you have to see in the theater. All right? So, you know, you think things are going to be flying, things are going to, you know, and so there's many movies my husband will say, no, we got to see in the theater. Right? Like Les Mis. Les Mis, you could probably get away with renting. But, you know, the trailer looks so good, you know, he wants to see it in the theater. So that's cool. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable Wise Foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise Foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Scott, who's working with us and working the dials. All right, so another innocent victim has been murdered in the subway. Apparently, a woman shoved a man to his death on the number 7 train in Queens, just pushing him as he was waiting to board. And, of course, it happened so quickly, nobody could help him. Now, from what we understand from witnesses, there were 5 witnesses that said this woman, a little bit heavyset, Hispanic, was pacing and mumbling to herself. Then she goes up to this gentleman who, from what we understand, had nothing to do with her. It was just a random man, and pushed him. So he loses his balance right as the train comes. And unfortunately, another death. Now, I don't believe they've revealed his identity yet. The suspect was caught on, she was caught on video camera running. And you saw her. She was a little heavy set. It looked like she was in her 20s. And unfortunately, the man never even knew she was coming. This is the second person this month to be killed by being pushed from a subway platform onto a path of an oncoming train. Now, they were bringing up a previous episode that had occurred, an incident in 1999, where a 32-year-old journalist, Kendra Webdale, had been pushed as well from a person who had schizophrenia. And this case had kind of spurned, you know, the debate of what should we do with people with mental illness. I mean, could they just randomly kill people? Now, I'm not really sure whatever happened with that. But, you know, when you hear that in this particular case that happened this week, where she was kind of mumbling to herself, you know, schizophrenia, people always ask about schizophrenia, and we've talked about that a lot on our show. One sign that a person has schizophrenia is they have hallucinations, or they have certain delusions. They could. Not all people with schizophrenia do, but they could. And so you may see a schizophrenic person talk to themselves, because they're having a conversation with another voice. Right? Or they may see something and be talking about it, and everybody else around them is saying, what are you talking about? And so, you know, when I heard that this woman was kind of talking to herself before she decided to just randomly push somebody, again, you wonder, you know, could this have been schizophrenia? Could it have been drugs? What? Could it have been withdrawal from something? But, you know, what I think has to happen is some better safety measures on these platforms. I mean, we took the subway this year with the kids. I thought it would be cool for the kids to see, you know, what the subway was like. But I had them stay. It was always stand back, no, you're too close, stand back, you're too close. Now, of course, they thought that was ridiculous, and it was right before rush hour. Now, what I do understand about the subways and rush hour is if you're too far back, you don't get on. You know, I live in Las Vegas. McCarran Airport has, to the C and D gates, a tram. And you will very easily miss the tram and be stuck waiting another 10, 15 minutes unless you get right up there and hug it. But they have doors, so nobody could push you. The doors will automatically open and you jump on the tram. With the subway, you lose your connect. I mean, that could be another 10, 15, 20 minute delay. So people get right up there, so as soon as they could jump on, they could jump on. It's a little counterintuitive, but that's, you know, a lot of times when the subway's full, you can't get on. And I think it's such a huge tunnel of, look at Grand Central Station. I mean, it's such a huge network, the subway system in New York. I mean, very amazingly created when they created it in the early 20th century. But I think they started it in the late 1800s, with trains, of course. But, and then the subways, I think, started in the 1910s or 1920s. Correct me, of course, if I'm wrong. But, it would be extremely expensive. Extremely expensive to try to come up with a means where everything was automated and the doors automatically open and close. Also, some people's concern is probably, well, what if they don't open? You know, now you got commuters that are stuck. But unfortunately, I mean, people don't have a problem with pushing other people in front of a train, right? And it's scary to see that this could happen, or somebody could have a fight. I mean, you know, we see this in movies all the time. What was it, Mission Impossible or something? I don't know. In all these movies, you know, people will fight by a train, and then they'll throw the person in front of the train. I mean, this is something that people see in movies all the time. So it could be on a person's mind if they don't have all their faculties. So the topic of mental health and safety and screening for people with mental health, again, just brought back in the forefront after the Sandy Hook Elementary shooting, Jared Loughner shooting, James Holmes, you know, people pushing other people in front of moving trains. We have a significant number of people out there with mental illness. When I was in medical school, I was taught 1 in 3. That is a staggering number. Now, you don't want to walk around the world thinking everybody, you know, has it out to get you and anybody can push you in front of a train. But I think we really need to be aware that there are people that will be erratic. I mean, I've taken the subway many times. Everybody's doing their own thing. They're drinking their coffee. They're reading the newspaper. Everybody's doing their own thing. You feel very safe. I feel extremely safe taking the subway in New York. But you forget that there could be somebody crazy that's just kind of walking around mumbling that all of a sudden pushes you. And, you know, just be aware with everything. Just like drivers, some of the best drivers are aware. Okay? They, you know, expecting that a little kid in a neighborhood is going to run out in front of your car, you're going to drive slower. Now, one of the commuters that they interviewed today about this incident, he said, why aren't the subway trains coming in to the station at 15 miles an hour? The subway trains race in and then stop. If the subway trains, now yes, that's going to add a long time to people's commutes with the train slowing down, but they say if the train slows down to 15 miles an hour, it could actually give the operator a chance to brake if he sees somebody gets thrown in front of him. All right, and you know, you could probably calculate how soon before they hit the station that they slow down, because I know some people can push you right at the start of it, right? You know, where you would be in the back of the subway. I mean, it's a thought that they could do temporarily. I mean, it's something that they could do. It's crazy that we live in a world like this where things like that could happen. Now, we've always lived in a world where there could be somebody random who could have a knife and just stab somebody. I mean, a lot of killings are random. Okay. Not all of them were, you know, premeditated. There's only so much we could do safety wise. I don't really foresee subways having a tram style like they do in airports. The subways were built too long ago. There's too many of them. And, unless they have gates and they, I guess you have to open up the gate. I mean, people can still be thrown over a gate or over a railing. I don't know what the answer is, but when you see something like that, all the man was doing was, I guess, going home. Pretty scary stuff. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Also something that just kind of, you know, shakes your head, you know, when you think of, you know, humanity, is there was a woman who had set up a fake donation website posing as an aunt of six-year-old, I believe, Noah Posner. Noah Posner was a six-year-old who was shot at Sandy Hook Elementary. This New York woman, Noel Alba, was arrested because she claimed she was Noah's aunt. And she had a PayPal account where she was, holding a federal fund for Noah Posner. All right. She denied, of course, seeking the donations when she was contacted by FBI agents investigating charity scams related to the shooting, and also falsely claimed to have immediately refunded any donations that she received. I believe she lives in the Bronx. She appeared in federal court yesterday in Hartford, was released on $50,000 bond. If convicted, she could face up to 5 years in prison. Now, remember, I gave you all a list of charities that we found through USA Today. USA Today, I understand, researched them, so we had given you charities. One of the last ones we spoke of was a charity fund for Noah Posner, but I believe it was where he lived in Connecticut. I don't believe it could have been her who was forming a fund. But, you know, you look at this and you're like, are you kidding me? Really? You know, kids died, people died, teachers died, and you're going to try to make money off the situation? Don't these people believe in hell? I mean, don't these people believe in karma? U.S. Attorney for Connecticut David Fine said Alba's arrest should be a lesson to other would-be con artists seeking to prey on the victims of families' victims. If you are still thinking of donating, let me know and I will email you where a safe site would be, okay? Don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail.
Available in four sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. We said goodbye this week to General Norman Schwarzkopf, who died at age 78. He commanded coalition forces during the Gulf War, and he had died from complications of pneumonia. In the previous hour, we spent a significant amount of time talking about pneumonia, what it is, what the symptoms are, how you could prevent it, and why pneumonia kills. Many of us underestimate pneumonia. I'm not saying that happened in the general's case, but many of us underestimate it because we've been given antibiotics now over the last couple decades that could treat it while we're at home and going to work. And unfortunately, pneumonia can be extremely serious, and it took out one of our, you know, great generals, and it could affect any one of us. So just a reminder, any signs of cough, fatigue, pain within your chest, fever, shortness of breath, sweats, it could be a sign of pneumonia. Get yourself to a doctor immediately. If you're having any difficulty breathing, ask them for a chest x-ray. Chest x-ray is one of the best ways to diagnose it. Yes, you can listen to the lungs, and a lot of times we are able to make a diagnosis of pneumonia. I just like to see the extent of it. And so I always urge a chest x-ray if possible. And you're not pregnant. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, this is interesting. A cattle ranch in Texas has revealed the key ingredient to its premium beef. And I guess the secret is beer. The Texas T. Kobe Ranch in Wallace, Texas, adds beer to the hay that its cows feed on. The ranch claims the yeast in the double IPA helps the cow's digestion system and improves the flavor and the texture of the beef. The beer is sourced from a local brewery, which is, I guess, an award-winning company, the St. Arnold Brewing Company. This is according to Mail Online. Texas Tea follows the tradition of Kobe-style beef, a method of herding developed in Japan that raises hormone-free Wagyu breed cattle. They say it's one of the most expensive types of beef and is often considered a delicacy. It could cost us up to $100 a pound. Japanese ranchers also massage their cows or feed them beer to reach the ideal flavor. Ranch owner Gene Terry says his cattle prefers the beef-soaked hay to the regular kind. I'm sure they do. I mean, my guess, you know, I mean, do we have to worry? Could there be health issues? I mean, my guess is the alcohol would be so metabolized by the time it gets into the muscle. I'm sure it would be broken down. I'm not sure why it makes the beef juicier. I'm not sure. I'm trying to think down what some of the breakdown could happen and what the byproducts could be. But, no, I don't think you have to worry, you know, if you're taking medications, et cetera. I mean, I think it's pretty easy to test the alcohol content of certain meat. I'm sure they could do it if you're concerned. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, this is interesting. A study came out saying that blondes are able to raise more money for charity going door-to-door than brunettes. All right? But the blonde effect is driven by Caucasian donors. Okay? I guess they say, if this is according to Mail Online, if you're looking for a way to raise money for charity, they say go blonde. Donors to charities give nearly a quarter more if they're approached by a blonde fundraiser than a brunette. Are you kidding me? They say, but blondes will receive lower donations at non-Caucasian households. So it would have to be, I guess, a white household. Researchers from the University of Tennessee, Knoxville, conducted a study to investigate the effect of hair color on the generosity of those solicited for charitable donations. They looked at, they found that hair color does, I guess, have an impact. Let me see here. I don't really want to give you the numbers. Trying to see if there's any other reason. Study looked at the amounts of money people living in Pitt County, North Carolina, were willing to contribute to the Center for National Hazards Mitigation Research at East Carolina University. I guess Professor Price enlisted 44 volunteers to visit 1,700 donor households. 522 actually contributed to the cause. All right. The research was restricted to only 955 households were approached by 23 female volunteers. They took photos of the volunteers, divided them into blondes, brunettes, and minorities, they said, and asked undergraduate students to rate their attractiveness. They found that households were under 13% more likely to, were around 13% more likely to contribute when approached by an attractive female. Now, you know, this is interesting, okay? We talked about attractiveness with the job market a few years back when we were talking about the recession. And I told you about an old study, many of you know this study, where they looked at women trying to get a job. So this was non-recession time. And they looked at brunettes, brunettes with glasses, blondes, and blondes with glasses. They say the blondes were the least likely to get the job. Then came the blondes with glasses, had a little better chance. Then came the brunette without glasses, and then the brunette with glasses. The brunette with glasses had more of a chance of getting a job than the blonde. Now, of course, some of you are like, well, it depends on which job. True, true, but I think this was more in an office managerial type setting. So looks do matter. I know we have discrimination laws, but the one place where employers can discriminate future employers can discriminate, although they shouldn't, but they can, is looks. Now, you have had some cases where people say they were fired. You know, well, you know, there was a case, very interesting. I think there was a case, I need to look it up, where a dental assistant was fired because she said she was too attractive. From what I understand, the dentist was sending her texts after work. Nothing, from what I understand, raunchy, but the wife found out that he was texting the dental assistant after work and wanted the girl fired. So she was fired, and then she tried to sue because she was fired for being too attractive. And I guess the judge threw it out, all right? If the wife wants somebody fired, it's going to happen. I remember working at a place, and I don't want to reveal which company, but I was working in human resources, and it was very well known that the boss hired good-looking people. And he would have, I guess, human resources screen, and then he would do the final interview. And because these people were customer service type, he thought that would give him an edge in the industry. And nobody really did anything about it. Nobody really said anything. And it was just something that happened. Okay. He met me once, and I didn't think I was that good looking at the time. But, you know, he told my boss, what's she doing back here? Put her up front. And I was like, oh, okay, that's cool. Okay, you know, I'll take whatever I can get. I'll make more money. I never, though, did that. I eventually changed jobs. But you'll see that. You know, there will be that bias sometimes towards good-looking people. But then there could be the possibility that you could be overly good-looking. And you being overly good-looking or overly voluptuous or overly muscular, that could be a turnoff to some employers, okay? If some people want a more, for example, you'll have some people that really don't want the wife upset. So they're like, there's no way I'm going to be able to hire her because she, you know, is very overly attractive. So sometimes your being attractive can hurt you as well. My recommendation, and we've discussed this, is, I mean, if you are the type of person that wears glasses, wear your glasses. You know, I don't think you should lose confidence in wearing your glasses. Glasses may actually help. Make sure you're in a business suit. Make sure none of your clothing is low cut. You know, men, suit, can't go wrong with a suit and tie. I think that's wonderful. Okay? You know, suit and tie, be very confident. Don't be flirty. We've talked about rules on, and I'll probably revisit this in January since we know there's going to be a little lull in employment because of the holiday hiring ending and actually dissipating because the holidays are over. I'll kind of review some techniques with interviews that, you know, lead to success. But if you are sexy, de-sexify yourself. Okay? You know, wear the more mild lipstick, etc. All right? There are ways to present yourself at an interview, and sometimes, you know, wearing the, you know, hotter, glittery lipstick may not do that well. Wear something that you think is appropriate for where you're working that gives you confidence. You don't have to ugly down, but you may just have to modify things a little bit. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOT-BELLY. Hey everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think is a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of Nova Joint if you use my coupon code DocDali, DocDali. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDali 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because it continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted, and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wondermill grain mills. Excalibur food dehydrators. Tatler reusable canning lids. Sun oven solar cookers. EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics. And don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter. All from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and you could also follow us on Facebook. When you guys are on Facebook, just search out the Dr. Dahlia Show and find me. There I am. We are live 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, every day. If you ever, and of course Saturdays, 10 o'clock, those are Pacific time. Times. If you ever miss the show, you could still listen in on your iPhone app. It's free. Download your iPhone app. You could do that at your app store or go to my website at drdahlia.com. Also, the Android app is free as well. So if you have an iPhone, Android, we've got you covered. You can listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show anytime you like, not to mention be able to catch up on podcasts. Now, if you ever do have a medical question for me and I'm not live, you could still call into our answer line at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or you could email us at drdahlia.com. There is a contact form. Remember, though, you need to put your email in so I can answer you back. Unfortunately, many of you, you type it in, and if I hit return, it just goes to the server. It doesn't go back to who sent the email. So if you fill out a contact form, you need to make sure you put your email so I can answer you back. Got a lot of truckers out there. Many of them write me on the truckers forum, and I'm able to kind of respond to you as well. So I just want to make sure I'm getting you guys answered, questions answered. I'm going, you know, nowhere on vacation over the next couple weeks, so I'll be able to get you what you need. 49 minutes past the hour on this beautiful Friday. All right, so many of you guys ask me about winter congestion. You feel stuffy. Some of you can take the over-the-counter medication. Some of you can't because you have high blood pressure. Well, Fox did a real nice article here on what to do to help relieve winter congestion. And, you know, they've brought up things that I've always brought up on the show, but it's a good thing to review. You know, I always tell you, whenever you feel stuffed up, take a hot shower. And they brought that up as well. You know, get steamy. They say step into a quick hot shower and the steam will loosen up congestion. Also, you know, if you don't want to get into a shower and, you know, go through as much water, you could also boil up a pot, right? And then just kind of put your face, you know, into the steam. You know, be careful. Make sure it's not boiling at the time. Cool it down. We don't want you to burn yourself. But, you know, taking in the steam seems to help as well. Also, you need to keep your nasal mucosal, the nasal mucosa moist. So spraying with some saline nose spray. It's pretty cheap, like a buck or two per little, you know, saline, you know, little apparatus. You could just, you could spray you know, into your nose to keep the mucous membranes moist. That helps prevent congestion, believe it or not. Some of you ask about neti pots. I don't have a problem with a neti pot as long as the water you're putting in is filtered water, right, or bottled water. I'm afraid of using the tap because we had a couple people get that into amoeba histolytica up into their brain when they use their neti pot, all right? They also say sleep smarter. All right. One of the researchers, let me see, Michael Benninger from Head and Neck Institute at the Cleveland Clinic says, if you lie on your back, then pull your head forward as if you're going to smell the air. Place a pillow under your head and neck so your neck stays angled at about 15 degrees. This will keep your nose elevated above the heart, and gravity will then hopefully bring down the congestion. Keep in mind, though, if you have sleep apnea and the sinuses make it worse, being on your back may not be the best position, okay? Next thing they say is to transform your indoor air, all right? We talk about HEPA filters, purifying the air with HEPA filters. That helps you with your watery eyes, itchy nose, etc. They say leave a window cracked open during the day to circulate air and dilute the allergens. Don't forget to wash bedding on the hot cycle once a week. And in case your box springs, mattresses, pillows, and covers designed to protect against dust mites. You won't see these, and these cause allergies, and they cause congestion. They also remind us that we need to hydrate at night. Moisture will escape through your nose and throat, therefore moistening it, according to Dr. Jean Alford, ear, nose, and throat specialist at Methodist Hospital in Houston. They say you could drink while you're awake, but when you're asleep, you know, a lot of times you will get dry nose, etc. I've told you guys about humidifier. He recommends that as well. The only problem, the reason why I say cool mist humidifier instead of the heated humidifier, is because sometimes the warm mist will dry you up. He agrees with that as well. Don't forget also to clean out these humidifiers because they could build up mold. Remember also to change your air filters. The air filters that have the air pass through it pick up dust, pollen, dander, etc. Don't forget to switch out these air filters. They're recommending every 6 months. And Dr. Benninger suggests having your air ducts professionally cleaned every 2 to 3 years, especially if you're allergy prone. Then they recommend, again, drinking up water. Water keeps things lubricated. They say tea works. Heat dilates the blood vessels in your nasal passages, then constricts them temporarily, preventing you from being congested. No alcohol because it dehydrates. And they're also bringing up ginger. They say ginger can also help. Now, I know some of you are like, what are you talking about? Just, you know, add some hot sauce to your food. That'll open up your nasal passages. Yeah, you're right. But, I mean, you know, it's hard to do with kids. You know, but adding ginger to your soups and stir fries and ginger tea could help. So that was pretty helpful. how to deal with congestion. If you notice, we didn't bring up the Sudafed or the pseudoephedrine. Pseudoephedrine we will use during colds a lot of times. But I have no idea if your blood pressure's up, if your heart rate's up, and you need to talk to your doctor before you take any pseudoephedrine. Many of you ask me when you have a cold why you can't take allergy medicine. I've explained this before on air. It's a great question. Your allergy medicine, true, can dry you up, but it doesn't decongest. What it will do is it'll take the fluid out of your mucus, right? Because remember, allergies isn't very mucousy. It's very wet. You have runny eyes. You know, it's more of a histamine reaction. You have the runny eyes. You have the nasal drip. So the histamines are great, but they don't do anything with the goo and the congestion that builds up. Unfortunately, these antihistamines could make things worse. What these antihistamines could do is dry things up so much that the goo and the congestion and the snot starts to be dehydrated, thickened like glue, and it won't budge. Whereas you really need things to drain out. So I was taught, you know, when I did head and neck surgery rotations that, you know, to avoid the antihistamines when you're dealing with an infection, right, or sinusitis, okay? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, I guess we have the list of the most popular baby names of 2012, and they say what tops the girls' list is Katniss from Katniss Everdeen from The Hunger Games, right? And then in terms of boys, I believe it was Finn, right, from Glee. Yeah. Now, last year, I think it was Sophia that won. All right, Nameberry is a site that I guess is recognized by baby naming experts. I guess Katniss, they had found, had over 13 million views. The second most popular girl's name was Charlotte, then Imogen, Serafina. I guess Serafina is the name of Jennifer Garner and Ben Affleck's youngest daughter, Amelia, Penelope. Kourtney Kardashian named her daughter Penelope. Violet, who is Garner and Affleck's oldest daughter. Isla, Eleanor, and Alice. Now, Finn, who's on Glee, I mean, Finn's a cool name. I just didn't think, you know, well, you know what? A lot of women watch Glee, and, you know, they make a lot of the decisions when it comes to baby naming. All right, so I guess Finn is the number one boy name. Last year, it was Jacob. All right, Jacob and Sophia. I remember when Lost was at its peak, the highest names were Isabella and Jacob. You know, because of Lost, it was so popular. All right, Asher came in second place, then Henry, Milo, Jasper, James, Oliver, Atticus, Jude, and Owen. All right, of course, people are wondering what Prince William and Princess Kate will name their baby. Would he be still a prince? Probably, yeah, they'll probably name him Prince. Why not? All right, what would be, a good royal baby name according to Nameberries? They said Albert, Alfred, Arthur, Frederick, or George for a boy, Alice, Caroline, Charlotte, Matilda, or Victoria for a girl. What about Dahlia? I mean, Dr. Dahlia, we've had probably the highest ratings we've ever had. You would think Dahlia would be a great girl's name, huh? No? No? No Dahlia? Come on, people. All right, so those are the names. All right, guys, have a great rest of the drive home. We will be live tomorrow at 10 a.m. Pacific time. Don't forget to sign up for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. We are going this summer and going to have a phenomenal time. You all be safe and God bless.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check.
weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.